It's always a privilege to minister to you guys here at John 3:16. And this month, the series that they've been on is called The Ultimate Gift. The Ultimate Gift. Friend, my word of encouragement to you tonight is that you are a gift. You are a gift. You're not just some ordinary gift, but you are a gift of great worth. You know, this Christmas season, so many different types of gifts were given by people. Some gave large gifts, and some gave small gifts, maybe like a $5 pair of gloves. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you're not like that $5 pair of gloves. You are a gift of inexpressible worth. You are so valuable. Do you agree with that tonight? Amen? You know, you may have been told when you were younger that you would never amount to anything. That you were just an accident going somewhere to happen. That you were not smart. But I'm here to tell you tonight that those words spoken to you were inspired by the devil. Because he is a liar and the father of lies. You're not on this earth by accident. You're on this earth on purpose. With a God-given purpose. You're not a spare part on this earth. You have a very important part to play in this world and in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You're smart. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You are valuable. Don't let anyone or anything tell you differently. You are a great gift. A gift of inexpressible worth. And tonight, for the next few minutes, I want to talk about some of the reasons from the Word of God as to why you are this valuable gift. Why are you such a valuable gift? Genesis chapter 1, when God created. And here we turn to the scripture where God created man. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Genesis 1:27. Male and female, he created them. Number one reason as to why you are a gift of such great value is because you and I are created in the image of God, the creator of heaven and earth. Created in his image. Friend, in a spiritual sense, in a figurative sense, you are flesh of God's flesh and bone of his bone. Why? Because you're created in his image. And the one who is of the greatest worth in all this universe is God himself. He is of ultimate worth and value. And if you're created in his image, and part of him is in you, that means you're of great worth. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. How many here have a child that they love? A son, a daughter? Some blood relative, an aunt, an uncle, grandfather, somebody. And if that person is hurting, it hurts your heart, right?
Right?
Why? Because that person, in a sense, is flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. But if you find out that someone helped your relative, the person you love, your heart is overjoyed. When they help that child, that loved one, it's like they were helping you, right? It's the same way with God, friends. When somebody reaches out to you and blesses you, they've blessed the heart of God.
Amen.
Because you're created in his image. Part of him is in you. And so that's the first reason as to why you are of such great value to God. It's because you're created in his image. Is that making sense? All right, the second reason as to why you are a gift of such great value is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Just a brief and a simple message. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Paul talks about the body of Christ, the church. And he compares it to a physical body. And he says this in 1 Corinthians 12, 26. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Now, how many here tonight claim that you're a part of the body of Christ? Raise your hands.
Thank you, Father.
If that's you. You're part of the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. Awesome. Not every person in the body of Christ has the same function. Like on a human body, there's eyes, right?
Right.
There's feet.
Right.
There are mouths on physical bodies. Well, in the body of Christ, you may be the eye. God may have given you a prophetic gift. He may show you something about someone that you've got to warn them of. And if you don't do your part, if you don't warn them, guess what? That person will suffer. It's only when you're doing your part that the body is blessed, because you've got an important part in the body of Christ. You may be the foot in the body of Christ. You may be the big toe, helping keep balance when things get rough and rocky. There may be some type of discord, some type of argument going on, and maybe God has made you that big toe, keeping some balance in the body, maybe bringing some peace to situations that are stormy. And if you don't do your part, everyone suffers. The arguments that should have been settled won't be settled. It's as you do your part that the body of Christ is blessed. And why is it blessed? Because you have such an important function in it. You may be the mouth in the body of Christ. God may be calling you to share His gospel with a certain group of people here in Tulsa or elsewhere. And unless you do your part, that people that should hear the gospel may never hear. They could be lost. It's only when you do your part that those people are blessed and saved. Why? Because you're such a valuable part of the body of Christ. Friends, you all have an important part to play. You may be the hands in the body of Christ. The hands in the body of Christ. What do the hands do? They help take up chairs. They help put chairs out. They help with different things that need to be done before and after a service. You know, if you're not doing your part as the hands, then what needs to get done may not get done and the body suffers. But when you do what God has called you to do as such an important part of the body, then the whole body is blessed. The whole body is blessed. You're a gift of such great value because you play such an important part in the body of Christ. Do you agree with that tonight?
Amen.
Don't let anyone tell you any differently.
No, God. Hey, look.
And the third and most important reason as to why you are such a valuable gift is this. Let's turn to 1 Peter 1 if you have your Bibles.
God.
1 Peter 1.
Yeah.
1 Peter 1. Verse 18. Well, God is about to help you out tonight, brother. 1 Peter 1:18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Now, let me ask you this tonight. How is the value of an item or an object determined? How is the value of some object determined? Think about that.
Land. It's by what it's made
Okay, this brother says by what it's made of. Okay.
The demand of it.
Superior quality, the demand of it, okay. Anybody else?
Condition of it.
The condition of it, okay. Think about it this way. Those are good answers. But the value of any object is determined by the price that has been paid for it. The value of an object is determined by the price that was paid for it. So if somebody here in Tulsa pays $100,000 for a house, what is the house's value? Let's say one of your friends or one of your relatives just bought a house for $100,000. What is that house's value? $100,000. And how is that value determined? By the price that was paid for it, $100,000, right? Well, let me ask you this tonight in comparison. How is your value determined concerning 1 Peter 1:18 that we just read? How is your value determined?
By the blood.
By the price that was paid for you. And what price was paid for you? The price called the spotless blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. That's how your value was determined, because blood of infinite worth was shed for you means that you are of infinite worth. Because that's what was paid for you. Does that make sense? Your value is out of this world, because blood worth, whose worth is out of this world, was paid for you and for me. Amen?
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So remember it tonight, friends. You are a gift of such great value. And over 2,000 years ago, God gave us the ultimate gift. And which gift is that? The gift that God gave us 2,000 years ago was the gift of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. What does it say in John 3:16? It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And this shelter is named after that scripture, John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell. That's awesome news, isn't it? That 2,000 years ago, God gave us the ultimate gift, Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem in a manger. Jesus Christ is with us tonight in spirit. He's present with us. He is the greatest gift, and He's right here. You may not see Him tonight, but Jesus Christ is with us. The Word of God says, "Where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst of them." The gift is here, friends. He died upon a cross for our sins, so that we would not have to die in hell forever. It's by faith in Him, by choosing to place faith and trust in Jesus, that you are saved from the grip of sin and saved from hell. All He wants you to do tonight is place faith in Him. He wants to be your Savior and your what?
Amen.
And your Lord. Ruler, the one in full charge of your life. So friends, tonight, the divine gift exchange can occur. Might ask, what is that divine gift exchange? Well, it's this. Jesus, the ultimate gift, is here this evening. And He wants to give Himself to you. He wants to give Himself to you. And you take Him by faith. And what He's looking for you to do is to give yourself to Him as a gift. He's the ultimate gift. You're that awesome gift, that great gift. The divine gift exchange can occur tonight. Jesus is giving Himself to you, and He wants you to give yourself back to Him. Will you do it tonight? You may have never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Tonight you can do it and give yourself as that gift to Him. Or maybe at one time you did accept Jesus, but you got upset with someone or something. Maybe you got upset with God. Maybe something negative happened in your life and you got upset. And you started slipping away from God, started slipping away from Jesus. You're in a backslidden state. Guess what, friends? There's good news. God is the God of a second chance, a third chance. He's the God of a fourth chance. He's a God who never gives up on us. His love and His mercy is everlasting. It never ends. So tonight you can re-give your life back to Jesus. You can rededicate, recommit your life back to Christ. He's here. He's wanting to give Himself to you. The question is, will you give yourself to Him? Will you, the gift of such great value and worth, give yourself back to the ultimate gift who is giving Himself to you? Will you do it tonight?